Casper is someone who is usually behind the scenes. Someone who is there but not there. You never see the cameraman. You never see the producer. You never see the editor. You never really see the DJ, but you always hear the music. You always see the videos. You always hear the editing afterwards. You always hear the music. You hear everything. So that's what Casper is.
Casper is also the focus of this week's episode of Something From Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. I'm Justin Lewis. My guest this week is actually named Dominique Tipton, but he goes by Casper Brightside as a nickname. The opening explained his reasoning for Casper, behind the scenes and not seen, like the ghost. He was also intentional about the last name he chose.
Brightside kind of came from just where I want to be in life, you know? I want a bright side to life, is to look at everything in a good way, you know, and look at it on the flip side.
Casper is a music producer and videographer, and on this week's show, how he got his start into making music, then how losing his passion for music led to video making, and the circumstances that brought music production back into his life. Casper finishes the story describing a music video that combines both.
Bright side.
I interviewed Casper at his home studio. As I walked into the room, I noticed a mounted microphone to record voice on the left. On the far wall, he had a desk with a computer and small keyboard. Also on the desk was a toy Urkel. He likened himself to the Nerdy's 90 TV character, but I'm not so sure. Nerdy is hard to pull off for a guy with some legit turntables in the corner that he uses to play all types of albums, jazz, hip-hop, and his favorite? Outkast. Before we got into the interview, he showed me briefly how he made beats. He sat down at the computer with a mini keyboard in front of him.
So I'll play a chord progression and then I'll add a beat or something to it. But these are just the stock, like, I'm not gonna go into my whole catalog because it'll be all day if I, like, you see all that, like, it's just so many, like, sounds in here that I have to go through. So I'm just gonna use these. So, like, I'll play like
it didn't take him long to become focused, so I asked him what is going through his mind as he's creating this unique style of music.
When I think about it, I think about emotion. Whatever my day is, if I've been really frustrated or angry or mad, I'll make a really heavy beat or really heavy, you know, 808 type bassy trap beat or something, you know. I'll play a beat like this. If I had a bad day or something,
Casper.
Sample and make a hard beat.
Brightside.
As I watched him, there was no doubt in my mind he was a master of his craft. But this didn't happen overnight. Casper's interest in music was given an outlet when he turned 12, when he was gifted his first computer.
And it had a DJ software on there. Virtual DJ or Newmark DJ or something like that. I forgot what it was, but I would mix instrumentals and acapellas together. I would mix Katy Perry acapella with like Dr. Dre, you know, or Snoop Dogg, or Tupac, or whatever, you know, and it will be very hip, it'd be very current. So I'll mix a 70s record with a 2012 record, and it'd be awesome, you know what I'm saying? So just about anything I can get my hands on, like, I always had a different perspective of what music should sound like, you know? It shouldn't sound just one way.
As Casper continued to progress, he received some encouragement that propelled him to continue this style of art. At that time, he was just mixing other people's work, but his cousin told him,
"Man, I like your mixes, but you know, you should just, you know, start doing beats, you know, because that's where it's at."
And although he showed promise to people he knew, He admitted early on there were some rough patches.
Beats were sucky. Like, they were crappy. Like, oh, man. I think I threw, like, a Gucci Mane ad lib in there. I was just like, yeah, or something like that. And I just threw it in all the way through. And I'm glad my computer crashed because I would, I'll be forced to play it right now. But, yeah, that I'm glad we're past that phase. But usually what I would do to progress my music and my beats, I will go in and I will play songs and famous songs with samples. Mm-hmm. And I will go in and find the sample and I will try to recreate my own version of it. And that's when I learned. Because with music, that's how we all start. We all start by mimicking other people's music. When you take piano class, what do? You play Bach, you play Beethoven, you know, you play these different artists. When you play guitar, there's always somebody's music that you're playing, you know. Even when you learn to sing, how do you even, you're not sitting there writing, you know, you're actually doing covers when you're singing in the shower or riding to work, right, you know. Right. We're all babies in the mind when it comes to an art form.
Yeah.
You know, we all have to, or at least try to mimic someone. Sure. Just to even get the hang of things.
Yeah.
So that's how I started with music.
He learned by copying his favorites, but eventually started making his own beats and developed his craft with a good friend named Lance Carter. This fellow musician is also known as Supervillain. The two artists had a close working relationship in addition to friendship.
He really loves my music. There's not a beat or a single instrument in my beats that, you know, I don't like this. He takes it for what it is.
Casper then had what he considers his big break outside of working with his friend. He had contacted a rapper whose career was on the rise.
I was working at my job at JCPenney's, and I got a call. I had to run back into the stock room, and I got a call from Ritz. And he wasn't signed at the time, but this was the call from him getting signed. He was like, you know what, man? I'm about to get signed, or I just got signed. I just signed the paperwork with, you know, Tech N9ne. And I want you to be on my album, man. You were, you know, you hit me up at a right time, you know? And I was just like, oh, man, that's awesome. So he was like, man, I need you to... Send the stems to that beat, man, and I need you to, that beat that you sent me, I need you to send the stems, send the split files to it. So I was just like, okay, well, all right, cool. And I had to make a decision because I'm at work. I just got here. Mm-hmm. So
he made the decision you're probably expecting to hear. He quickly went over to the manager and said,
I have a big opportunity with music and I need to leave. Like right now, y'all can fire me, do whatever, I gotta go. Because I would never in my life get another opportunity at that time like that, at that caliber, you know, because, you know, it wasn't too many artists like him. So I was just like, you know what, let me give this a shot. So I sent the stems, I gave it to him, they sent me a form back from the record label. Sent me a check with it as well, and the rest is history.
The song became available on all the major places to find music, Amazon, Pandora, Best Buy. Casper had sold a beat that was top shelf in his genre.
It put some respect on my name right there, right then and there. It was just like, man, he's really doing it, you know?
At this point, it seems as if Casper is on his way. From a young age, he has been crafting the skills of a DJ, and he has finally found his break. He has discovered a way to move up. But instead, he quit. The reason for this occurred after placing a call to Supervillain's phone.
I called him, and his mom picked up the phone. And I was just like, hey, who's this? Is this Supervillain around? And she was like, he's gone. I was like, man, I just talked to him the other day. What do you mean? What do you mean he's gone? He's gone to the store or something? She was like, nah, he's gone. And she put, I guess, her other son on the phone. And just to explain, he was like, man, you know, Lance, he's gone. And I was at the store. And, man, I just broke down crying. Because I was just like, man, my best friend is gone. Like, man, I just got off the phone with him. Like, what's going on? It was really hard for me to put any more music anywhere else, to any artist, to any person, to even myself. Like, I didn't even want to do music no more. I was just like, nah.
After the death of his friend, Casper's passion to make music went away. But his creativity didn't. Casper decided to continue involvement in the music business, but this time with video. Casper, however, didn't rush his move into movie making. Just like all parts of his personality and demeanor, his strategy was deliberate and calculated. His first step? Buying a camera. Casper decided he was going to get
the biggest and baddest thing if I can, you know, whatever I could afford. So I got the camera, and I didn't start shooting. I took maybe a year to study. So I will watch YouTube videos. I see a lot of YouTube creators at their, like, you know, minimum, like, before they even blew up. So I'm pretty much where they are. If, you know, they're probably a little bit ahead of me, but, you know, they're showing me YouTube tutorials about color gel and rule of thirds and storylines, treatments, and how to get clients, and just editing.
And then putting it all together for his first music video.
My first video was very crappy.
What was it up?
Well, the dude was standing on a car, and the camera was, like, really shaky. It was shaking like a stripper at a church. Like, it was so, like, horrible. The color grading wasn't all too bad. It was pretty good. But, you know, I guess the way I edited, it could have been a little bit better. I know it could have been better.
But even though it wasn't his proudest moment as a videographer, it was a turning point in his career. That experience reignited his desire to make music. He realized that when making a music video for someone else, he would like not only to make the video, he wanted to make the music too. Casper's passion for music was no longer hampered by his friend's passing.
This is some good, right?
In terms of music, Casper realized,
yeah, Supervillain passed away, but he's not gone.
Smoking weed and staying high. Party is a late night. Cause all we do is drink, and all we do is smoke, and all we're doing is wasting time.
Since that time, Casper has put together what he considers to be his favorite music video. Here, Casper has been able to combine both passions, audio and video. I'll close the episode with Casper talking about his video, The Butterfly Effect.
Casper. 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 Brightside. Brightside.
It incorporates different videos and just different videos that I've, you know, filmed over the years, and also recent one that I intentionally made just to film myself. So there will be a video of my little cousin, my baby cousin, like, dancing or something, or there'll be a, you know, a video of my little cousin on the turntable scratching, like acting as if she was DJing. And then there will also be maybe a voiceover of me describing, you know, what's going on, or my life, or, you know, my dreams and ambitions, or how I was as a kid. That would be something that I would discuss in that video. And it will be the first of many videos like that. I know Supervilla would have wanted the best for me. Sometimes I catch myself thinking about our friendship and that he's gone. I know it's a long road, and U-turns are illegal on this journey to success.
Casper.
This has been Something from Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. I'm Justin Lewis, and Casper's work is available on social media. You can find him on Instagram at BrightsideBLVD or Facebook under the name Casper with a K, BrightsideBLVD. You can also find Something from Nothing on Instagram at Something from Nothing Podcast. This week's show is edited by Taylor Inman and produced by me, your host, Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.